public librarians around the country have been targeted and threatened by groups who are on a mission to ban books. In places like Louisiana, Texas, and Idaho, these conservative groups say books about gender identity or race are unsuitable for their children. Things got so tense at the Boundary County Library in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, that director Kimber Glidden had to quit. She gave her notice 2 weeks ago. She's with us now. Kimber, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
So tell me, how did all of this get started earlier this year when people from your community started a campaign to ban certain books from the library?
Yeah, we did have one mom in particular came in February of this year wanting to know if we had the book Gender Queer, which we do not have in our collection. And she started to ask some questions, and I went through how we go about choosing books for our collection, the community that we serve. And at that time, I had told her that if we had multiple requests from the community, that I would consider adding the book to the collection. And that kind of set this whole thing off and running.
You know, you mentioned it was one mom at the beginning, but is that what it ended up as? I mean, was there a concerted effort from groups of people in town trying to prevent these books from getting on the shelves?
Yes. So she immediately took my answer to Facebook and was able to get quite a group of people together. So then I had another mom come in who had been an avid library user. I had asked her what her experience with our library had been. And at that point, she said that she had not had any negative experiences here, but she didn't know what my agenda was. Then they've banded together, and it has continued to gain momentum with some of the more fundamental religious groups in the area.
So I understand that it eventually, the list, the so-called list of books that people wanted to ban, got up to something like 400 titles. What kind of books are we talking about? And did you have any of them?
So that is a list that has been circulating around the state of Idaho, that list of 400. We don't have a single one of those books in our library. If anybody were to come in and look for them, we would most likely get them on interlibrary loan because we're such a small library. And almost every single book, without exception, has LGBTQ plus themes, Black Lives Matter, or CRT. So those are all of the books on the list.
Critical race theory.
Correct. Critical race theory. Yes.
What were these people afraid of if the books ended up in your library?
If the books end up in the library, that we have been accused of grooming minors for pedophiles.
Huh. And what was your response to that?
That we are not grooming children for pedophiles, that pornography is not in our library, nothing depicting child pornography would ever be in our library, those materials would be considered illegal, and that we very much consider, when we're adding books to our collection, the community that we serve.
Your head must have been spinning through all of this, and I understand that you wrote on Facebook when you decided to resign that you felt intimidated and that you felt threatened. How tense did things get before you decided you just couldn't do this job anymore?
The rhetoric has been ramping up and continues to ramp up, but because the group that has been coming to our board meetings, we have a lady that comes and blows a shofar horn, the Jewish goat horn, to declare biblical war on the library. Then they have prayer vigils before our board meetings. It's amazing how often you can get threatened with scripture, and it's actually quite terrifying having a millstone tied around your neck and being cast into the sea. If you put the scripture name after it, now it's just like, we're just telling you scripture says that this is what could happen to you, so it's not really a threat.
Now listen, I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush here, but you know that North Idaho is one of the most conservative places on the map. And
Absolutely.
By way of context, people may remember the Ruby Ridge standoff happened not far from where you are in the early 1990s. Did any part of you say, okay, maybe if this is what the people in my community really want, if these are the concerns that they have, maybe I should listen to them. Maybe I should go ahead with what they want and what they're asking.
We actually have considered that, and we have a very conservative collection, and it has never been our intention to step outside of the community that we serve. And in my opinion, in order for this to be about banning books, you would have to have a book in the library. So what this actually became about, controlling whose stories get told, what information people are allowed access to. So for me, that was just too far. That's censorship in a scary, scary way.
And you consider yourself a Republican, or at least somebody with conservative views.
Yes, raised in Alaska, moderate Republican. Socially, I'm fairly progressive, and financially very conservative.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I wonder if you have been reflecting on what your role may be because of who you are in this national debate that we've been having. It's not just in North Idaho. This is happening at public libraries and schools all over the country.
Peter, that is such a good question. And I really have to tell you, I oscillate because this is the first library that I've heard about that actually doesn't have the materials. I just think this is not a Republican issue. This is not a Democratic issue. This is actually, what does the Constitution mean? What is it to be American? And so to me, that means it's a bipartisan issue. So I haven't tried to look at it too much through that quote unquote political lens, when it's really so much to me about just that control. It's very frightening.
Have you considered leaving Idaho because of all this?
Yes, that is exactly what we are planning on doing. If we can't be part of something that helps change the atmosphere here, then this is just not a safe place to live anymore.
Kimber Glidden resigned from the Boundary County Library in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. That's up near the border in the panhandle of Idaho. Kimber, thank you so much for taking the time to tell your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Peter.